Welcome to Cryptid Catalogs
Q&A.
End of the year Q&A.
There'll be Q's. There'll be A's.
And ones.
Sure. And we have, not only do you have Killian and Mama.
And Dylan.
And you have Dylan.
Because there were some questions.
For Daddy.
Yes. So we're all here on the couch today.
Yes.
No one is looking at the recording, so who knows what happens?
Who knows?
All right.
Who knows the secrets?
Killian said he had a question for Daddy. So we're going to let Killian ask his question first.
How did you get so good at editing?
What a great question.
So the first step to being good at anything is being really bad at it. I've worked with music and audio and all kinds of stuff for a long time, and I wasn't good at it, but you get good at stuff by working with it. You can never
Google.
Oh, and Google. You can never get good at something thinking about doing it. You can only get good at something by actually making mistakes and doing it.
And with Google.
And with Google. All right.
Can't do it without Google.
That was a good question, Killian. Now, we have some really amazing questions from our listeners. Like, I'm so excited for some of these. Mm-hmm. Actually, for all of them. All right, the first question is from our friend, Kojo.
Hello, Kojo.
Do you think leaving something out for Krampus on Christmas Eve is a good or bad idea?
I think it's a good idea because I think Krampus was just misunderstood.
Well, that's fair. Now, I will say, Krampus Nacht, is that how you say it?
Something like that, yeah.
Is actually on December 5th?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
December 5th. So that's when Krampus comes. Now, so he's already been through. So if you're still here, you made it. Krampus didn't get you.
Congratulations. But I think
if you did leave something out for him, he might come again. I don't know.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, we'll have to wait until next year to find out.
Yeah. Killian has never left anything out for Krampus. But because Krampus more so appreciates, I feel like, good behavior.
Yeah, I think that's a good enough gift.
All right, this question, so this is from Parker, and Parker has a handful of questions.
Okay.
So we're going to go through them one by one. Since the Mothman episode, has Killian's thoughts on Mothman's origin changed?
Not exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I've always, like you've heard Mommy talk about Monstrum and stuff, so, like, yes. I've heard about it before we even did it, so...
That is true.
It's never actually changed, like, the Golden Bridge, like, blah, 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 it's all that.
Okay, so what do you... So, hand in hand is the question, and how do you think Mothman came to be? Because there are a handful of options.
Oh, wait. There's an episode, and one of the people thinks were, like, a guy fell into a toxic pool, and he got mixed in with a moth, and then he turned into Mothman.
Is that what you think?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The DC approach.
Mm-hmm.
What's a DC approach?
Like DC Comics.
That's how a lot of Batman villains are made.
Mm-hmm.
Like Joker.
Like
Joker.
Harley Quinn.
And Joker.
There's so many different...
Okay. So, then his other question was, Killian, and he even said like Karina at the beginning of the episode.
Cute.
Have you ever thought about doing an episode on the Snallygaster?
What's a Snallygaster?
Well, a Snallygaster is one part Snally and then an additional part Gaster. And from that, we can assume...
That's why Daddy's not allowed on the podcast because he's full of beans all the time.
Well, the Snallygaster also, I don't know that one.
I don't either. So, yeah, we love doing stories of cryptids we've never heard of.
Yeah, so
add
we'll
it
take
to the
it.
List.
So add it to the list. Parker wants a Snallygaster.
Okay.
Okay, and you know what? I'm going to skip ahead for a second because Parker's mom also had a question.
Woo!
Parker's mom wants to know if each of us, so each of the three of us, could be any cryptid, what would we choose to be?
I know exactly what Mommy wants to be. Mothman.
Now listen, just because I love Mothman, he's my favorite cryptid, Doesn't mean I would want to be Mothman.
Okay.
Hmm.
Moth girl.
Well, now that I'm thinking about it, maybe because Mothman can fly, and I really like the idea of flying.
Oh, yeah. I knew it.
Mommy wants Daddy, or Dylan, to some of y'all, to be an Illyrian warrior.
That's a not a fae, cryptid. That's not a cryptid.
A fae being a bat boy, if you will.
You are. This is why you're not allowed on here. Put me on blast in the middle of this podcast.
I'll put you on blast, girl.
What podcast? What cryptid would you be?
I would be a mini Bigfoot.
Bigfoot. That's so cute.
And make little toots.
Make little toots.
What are you doing?
You thought you wanted to make sure the thing was still recording. All right. This question is from Caleb. What cryptid have you learned about that scared you?
The hide behind.
The hide behind is pretty scary.
Yeah. Especially that story. Good one, Daddy.
Thank you, buddy. That was a kayaker? Yeah.
Mommy is scared of any cryptid except for Nessie that lives in the water because Mommy has a fear of deep ocean water. Huh. So anything that is in the ocean scares me.
So you're saying tadpoles scare you?
No, I can see a tadpole.
Wendigos freak me out.
That's fair.
The never-ending hunger and the stalking through the forest.
Skinwalkers are pretty scary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, and Siren Head?
Yes.
He eats off people's heads like a chew toy.
Oh.
I bet.
All right, so Noah, Caleb, and Evan want to know, if you had a choice of lunch with Bigfoot or a ride with Nessie, which would you choose? That's such a good question.
Hmm.
Imaginative question. I like that.
A ride with Nessie.
I would pick the same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bigfoot.
Can't imagine.
I do want to be your child.
I can't imagine that Bigfoot does not have the best table manners.
Oh, yeah. He would burp and the diner would be shaking.
Not that you have the best table manners either.
I'm working on it.
Okay. So this person, their username on Instagram was Alabaster Anna. What was the first cryptid that caught Killian's attention?
Hmm.
I'm trying to think. Hmm. To be fair, Killian had a handful of monster weird books before he was even born. So I don't think he stood a chance.
Hmm.
Because he had the Cthulhu book.
The ABCs from of Cthulhu.
We got that from a baby shower gift. And
We had the Holiday Press.
Hazy Dale.
Yeah.
Like the board books, which I did put on Instagram. So I don't know. I think you always just liked all of them.
I think the first one that got my attention was zombies, because I was always scared of zombies.
No, you want to know what you were scared of, though, when you were little?
What?
Like, genuinely scared of? Mandrakes from Harry Potter.
I kept talking about this dream I had of a mandrake climbing on my bed.
Yes, like night terrors. It was a really rough couple of months.
And we took him to, we were in Wizarding World in Orlando, and we took him to, like, one of the little bay windows with mandrakes in it, and I remember you freaking out.
No, he did good.
Did he do good?
Yeah, he was
he was apprehensive at first.
Correct.
And then warmed up to them.
And then Daddy told me, Killian, they're not real.
I don't think Daddy told you that. Oh, June is stretching and being cute. Aww. Okay.
Get a video of that.
Okay, Elijah wants to know, would you ever do an episode on Medusa?
Hmm. It seems that we would.
It seems that we would.
But we will not. But good thing this is not a video podcast, then we would be showing pictures of Medusa, and then the watchers would be turned to stone.
That's fair.
Okay. That's a spoiler for what Medusa does, Killian.
All right, Everly wants to know, if you were to create a cryptid, what would it be?
It would probably be, like, I think it would probably be a talking goat with a dragon tail, and also can can turn into any D&D character, including the Mimic.
Nice. I like nice. That That's one.
Cool. What about you, Mommy?
Mom. Okay. Well, go ahead.
I was saying your cryptid that you've created gives me very like not American, but European, like bestiary like monster.
Yeah.
Vibes.
I think Mommy would be a cryptid that could fly.
Okay.
That could turn invisible.
Oh, cool.
And who could read really, really, really fast because Mommy reads too slow.
Okay. What can it also do? Can it eat human flesh?
No, I think my cryptid would be a vegetarian.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I think so too.
Oh, good. Daddy.
If I had to, the question is to make up a make
create up a cryptid.
It's a great idea. I don't know if I want to talk about it. I like my idea a lot.
So
yeah, keep it for.
Let me guess what your cryptid is. A little Cthulhu who likes to drink coffee.
Hilarious.
That would be me.
Would be him as a cryptid. That's not the question, because don't worry, that question is coming up.
No, a cryptid or a...
Like you could create any cryptid.
It is a creature that lives within, like, your lost items that, like, held a sentimental value to you.
Oh, God.
And it's the sorrow that they feel for being lost, and they find you when you don't take care of your things.
Oh.
And they display themselves in their sorrow as your worst fears. So
Trian's a little scared of that one because
so kind of a like a yeah. So it's like Toy Story meets what's that? Inside Out meets
scary to you.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Lincoln
keep track of your stuff.
Lincoln wants to know, what's the scariest cryptid you've ever covered? We've already did the scariest. Let's do the second scariest.
It would be...
So you already said the hide behind. What's the second scariest?
I've always thought it was the Hydra, but now I'm starting...
What's the Hydra?
Remember the...
Hydra.
I thought it was called the Hydra.
Hilarious. No, Hydra.
Okay, so the Hydra. But now I'm starting to have second thoughts.
Okay.
I'm starting to think.
I don't know. Daddy's cryptid he made up is actually pretty scary.
Yeah, Daddy's cryptid. Cryptid.
I'll write a story about it one day.
Okay, Addison.
Do not even dare.
Addison wants to know, what is the most requested cryptid you've ever done or plan to do in the future?
That's a very good question.
That's actually a daddy question, because he's the one that keeps up with recommendations.
Good golly. I do not have my phone on me, which has my master list, but...
I'll go grab
the hide behind one. Was one of the most...
The hide behind had about, like...
Four or five people
requesting it.
I got it from Gravity Falls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think the hide behind might be the most requested. We've gotten a couple for Wendigos...
Wendigos was the second episode we ever did.
I think
was
so.
Was it?
It was.
Yeah. No, I'd say I probably, you know what, I'm going to have to go with the hide behind.
Yeah, I think the hide behind is our most requested one.
And then she didn't know that.
Addison also wants to know, what is the most difficult cryptid you've ever done research on? So this is also a daddy question.
The Puckwudgie was like, there wasn't... I remember, I don't know if I just struggled writing a good story for that one or if there wasn't a lot of info on it. The tough thing with a lot of cryptids is that there's not a lot of info on some of them. Sometimes all the info there is just a paragraph of just like, they look like this and they smell like this and they eat people. And then it's just like, okay.
I know that we struggle sometimes.
We have a monster that has bad eating habits.
I know we do also struggle sometimes because we found that a lot of cryptids that we didn't even know, unbeknownst to us, have very adult heavy backgrounds, like backgrounds that are hard to translate into kid-friendly stuff.
I mean, Cthulhu was one because you can't talk about Cthulhu without talking about H.P. Lovecraft and how awful of a person he was.
That's what I was going to say.
You have to separate the creation from the creator sometimes, but...
But H.P. Lovecraft did have good writing.
Yes.
He was very poetic in one way.
Yeah. All right. Summers wants to know, what gave you the idea to start Cryptid Catalog? Do you remember?
It was because I really liked scary stuff.
Kind of. Okay, so I, Mommy, have another podcast that a lot of our listeners, their parents listen to, because it's not a kid-friendly podcast, right?
Yeah, but I've been on the show
So one time I was looking for an end of the year, like, special bonus episode to do. And I thought, I can't remember if I thought of the idea or if you thought of the idea, Dylan.
Who knows?
Either way. So one of us came up with the idea of, wouldn't it be funny if we, like, did an episode with Killian? And we're like, well, we can't tell Killian a true crime story because that's not appropriate. But then we were like, okay, so let's think of something like else we could do. And so he was at that point very into zombies. We were having a zombie moment. A hyperfixation on zombies.
Yeah.
So I was like, and Killian, when he's scared of something, likes to do lots of research on it. So as a way to like
help. He draws it.
Yes.
Yes.
As a way to help him get over his little like fear of it, but also to get a little bonus episode. I was like, why don't I do an episode with Killian and like tell him the story of the zombies? And I didn't know how much he was going to talk and how much he was going to like interject into the story. And he ended up doing it a lot. And when I put it on when I put it on Patreon, a lot of people really liked it and said that it would be cool to do a podcast like this. And that's how Cryptid Catalog came to be.
Ah,
yep.
I did not.
It all started with zombies.
Mm-hmm. It all started with zombies.
And Wendigos.
Thank you, Haiti.
I really hope I say this person's name right. It's Phua. So Phua.
No, it's Phua.
No.
I try my best.
Let's go with Phua. And it is a beautiful name.
If I'm wrong, I'm very, very, very sorry.
We're sorry. We do not want to make you cry, okay?
We don't want to make anybody upset ever for mispronouncing their name. Because names are special.
Yes.
Anyway.
We don't.
But they would like to know, why does Killian like spooky stuff? And
good one.
Okay, and then what is your second favorite cryptid? So let's go with the spooky stuff first. Why do you like spooky stuff, Killian? I have the answer to that, if you don't.
And I have an expanded answer for that.
Do you want me to go?
I can try answering.
Go for it.
So, I've always been into scary stuff because, like, I think it was because... I used to see Uncle Lot, and he had, like, tattoos that looked like scary monsters. And I was like,
hilarious.
And then I started drawing them, and then I was like, hey, I really like this kind of stuff. And so that's how I know I like scary stuff. And in the future, I started watching horror movies.
Yes. Okay, so Mommy's version of the answer, because I've known you your whole life, you know.
Okay. I know that.
We, as a couple, before Killian was born, have always liked spooky stuff. Me specifically, also.
Yes.
We like the spooky, we like the macabre, we love horror movies.
Ooh,
we love all that stuff. And so when I got pregnant, it was a very easy thing for people to gift and to do, was to like buy Killian before he was even born. Like
a onesie?
No, like spooky versions of baby things. Mm. So like we got, like I said, we got like a bunch of like ghost books or monster books for like babies. And like we got all sorts of like, I don't know, just like cool, like very cool, like little like.
You got it honest.
Yeah. And so I've always loved cryptids. I don't know. Have you always liked cryptids, or was that something
always.
You came into
I
remember
later? Where the unknown and, like, mystery, like, sci-fi monster section was my library in my elementary school.
Sorry, if you hear jingling, our cat is losing her mind on the ground for some reason.
And
by our cat, I mean Killian's cat. Anyway, so we've always liked that kind of stuff. So when Killian was born, he gets it on us. We kind of just showed him all sorts of creepy stuff. I mean, our house has bones and taxidermy and
bones.
Maybe there's a whole jar of bones right over there.
Oh yeah.
And you know, I'm going to assume to not just speak about Killian, but about you children listening to this show.
You probably had the same thing in
probably.
Your house.
You probably do.
You probably also have spooky kids come from spooky parents usually.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, never feel bad about liking scary things.
No.
Because
never.
Historically, if we look at folklore and folktales.
You can also learn how to do this.
You can also learn to do that. But historically, if we look at all of these stories, like grim fairy tales, they're all dark and scary. And grim. And spooky. People forever have been looking for scary things because it's actually very good for you to like scary things, to get your heart pumping, to get worried, to get freaked out and stressed
in a safe
environment.
And also,
so you kids
also,
are doing good out there.
You're learning morals to not do the dumb stuff that they do in the movies.
Yes,
you know what?
You
that's
never
the,
give a fairy your name.
That's true. And you make sure the mat in front of your door does not say welcome.
But listen, hold on. But a thing about horror movies and not doing the dumb things that people do in horror movies, you got to remember, you have to suspend your belief, like we talked about. People in horror movies don't know they're in horror movies. So, of course, when there's a sound down their hallway, they're going to go check it out because they don't know they're in a scary movie. That's the irony of it. They don't know that there is a monster in the closet.
They don't know they're gonna get slaughtered when they open the closet.
Absolutely.
They also want to know, by the way, what your second favorite cryptid is.
Oh, that one's very hard.
My second favorite is Nessie.
Oh yeah. Nessie.
What's your second favorite?
It would be fairies.
Nice.
Especially elves on the shelves. You hear that, elves? Candy cane?
Oh yes, the elf on the shelf is here. Elf on the shelf is not a fairy.
Well, no, I said elves too.
Oh, so sorry. What's your second favorite?
I really like the Van Meter Visitor.
Yeah.
A whole lot. It's such a wild story to me. I really enjoy it.
Okay. Anders wants to know, this is a daddy
Anders.
Question.
Anders!
Would you ever consider making a book to sell in your merch from Dylan's stories?
Good golly, Miss Molly.
We Anders, have considered that.
I've considered it a lot, my friend, and it's something that I've trying to find the time to carve out amongst all the other things that I work on. But one day.
And we do have someone who's offered to help with that.
Yes.
So it is a thing for the future.
Mm-hmm.
For the future. All right. Liam would like to know, which cryptid would you love to meet?
It would be, there's actually two cryptids I would want to meet at the same time.
What?
It would be Nessie and Bigfoot.
I like that.
That's a good answer.
Yes.
And if you were a cryptid.
And the Yule Cat.
I'm not unconvinced we don't live with a Yule Cat.
Oh, yeah, we do.
June.
She's also is floofy.
I'll say it too. June.
June is floofy like a Yule Cat. But Liam also wants to know, if you were a cryptid, what would you look like and what would your name be?
I wouldn't be a troll. I would never be a troll.
No.
Never.
So if you were a cryptid, though?
Liam asking, like, what type of cryptid would I be? Or
no, just says, what would you look like? And what would your name be?
Look like, okay, look like this is like the Boogeyman episode, but I would be a The features I would have, I would be able to shapeshift.
Nice.
I could turn into anything I wanted.
Oh, I really like that.
So, like, I could turn into Bigfoot. Like, there's no really actual features I have, but there is my main features I like to have.
Okay.
So, like, of course I would have sharp teeth.
Of course.
And I would be hairy.
Okay.
And I would also like to eat human flesh.
Nice.
You gotta eat that human flesh.
Okay, so.
What would your name be?
My name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the shifter.
The shifter's good. I like that.
Shifter.
All right. So now, Hendrix has quite a few questions. Hendrix wants to know, will there be more Killian campfire stories?
That's a pretty question.
It's not a daddy question. It's a Killian question. Would you do it again?
I would probably.
Maybe next year?
Yeah, I wouldn't do it next year.
Yeah, I think so.
Enough time for me to write a story.
Yeah. And it says, how do you guys make the episode? So that is a daddy question.
Yes.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, conceptually, no. So episodes start off with you, Hendrix, and all of our other listeners.
Yeah, because we've been, our episodes recently have been all been suggestions.
Yeah, all of them have been suggestions.
We have really great suggestions.
So it all starts with you guys suggesting cryptids or monsters or curses or folklore or things like that.
Your parents type in what you want us to record, and we record it, and then it's all over Spotify.
Well, I love you so much. There are so many other steps. So you guys ask, you know, you give a suggestion about, you know, Mothman, and then I take those suggestions and I keep track of all of them. We research, we read different stories. We
watch some Monstrum.
Watch some Monstrum. And I write down kind of an outline. I mean, the episodes that you listen to are all scripted. And then
I'm scripted.
You're scripted.
Killian is not.
Yeah.
There are leading questions for him and everything they're kind of put in there. And then I write a story, if I can, about the different creatures. And I try to do something a little different, try to play around with different styles. And then you, Karina, and Killian sit down and they record on this big couch. What's up, Killian?
I actually want to be scripted.
You want to be scripted?
No, you're pretty awesome unscripted.
No, you're good unscripted. I can't account for you to be scripted, man. Okay. You're untamable, like a wild stallion. Or a lion. And then it gets all edited in Logic Pro.
Over Spotify.
There's still more. Filters are put onto it. All kinds of crazy stuff happens. And then it goes out to Spotify and Apple Music.
How far in advance do you make the episodes? It depends. We try and record an episode every Sunday because it's usually like our one day where we don't have a lot going on. So we try to record an episode every Sunday. And then if we do that, then we can, like, if there's like a weekend where we do have something going on or we're super busy, we can take a slight break. Or, like, when we want to do, like, in December, where we're insanely busy the entire month of December. So we don't record in December. We're recording now. It is December right now. But we don't do as many episodes in December. So I would say sometimes episodes are recorded literally days before they're supposed to go out. Sometimes they're recorded about a month ahead of time. Or sometimes they're recorded, like, 1 or 2 months ahead of time. But never more than that, probably. And then, what is the difference between fairy and the fae? Do you know?
No.
Fairies? Just simple answer. Fairies are the little things with the little wings. Like, usually, like, if you've ever seen, like, Peter Pan, it's like Tinkerbell is a fairy.
Oh, the fae? The fae are leprechauns.
No.
Fae are leprechauns.
Well, maybe. Are leprechauns considered fae? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Fae is like a broader term, but fairies are like, if you've ever seen the movie Fern Gully, those are fairies. Fern Gully is such a good movie, you guys. It's old, but it's good.
It's also funny.
It is funny, you're correct. But fae is usually a broader term to cover different types, so like leprechauns. Are elves considered fae? Yeah. And then, like, but if you, but fae are also sometimes fully grown people with, mm-hmm. like, pointy ears, no wings. Those are fae.
Shadow powers.
Yes. Trying to put my reading habits on blast.
Absolutely.
Daddy is coming for me this episode, Killian.
Y'all come for me every episode, whether it's titles of stories, whether it's grammatical errors, whether it's, hey, you know, it's only fair.
We can't say this. We can't say this.
All right. And it says, what are Killian and Dylan's favorite cryptids? Because it says, we already know that Karina loves Mothman.
Oh, yeah.
So favorite cryptid of all time.
Bigfoot and Nessie.
That is two. Okay, that's fine. Daddy?
There are so many good ones. But, I mean, I like the Hat Man. Hat Man's pretty cool. He's pretty spooky.
Who's Hat Man?
Have we not done the Hat Man?
No, I don't think we have.
Oh, okay.
Wait, are you talking about the Babadook,
Hat Man, Hide Behind, they're all kind of similar. But I think if I had to pick a favorite, I really like the Boo Hag.
You have a tattoo of the Kraken.
Yeah.
Dude, you have a tattoo of the Kraken.
I like Krakens.
Right at the bat.
All right. Will you please do an episode of The Phoenix in 2024?
Oh, yes, we will.
Okay.
And
does...
And refer to Harry Potter.
Does Killian watch or like skibbity toilets? I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
It's like a Roblox thing, but...
Is it?
It's like a Roblox thing, but we do not... Like it's inappropriate. It's inappropriate. I don't think it's... No, it's like a head sticking out of a toilet.
Oh yes, I've seen that thing. Yeah, no, we haven't researched it enough to know what level of appropriateness it is.
Killian is also we don't do a lot of Roblox in the house. We just started dipping our toes in Roblox recently. Yeah. So we don't really know a lot about Roblox. So if it is on Roblox, like Killian is saying, then we really don't know a lot about it.
Yeah.
The only thing on Roblox we know is...
Rainbow Friends.
Rainbow Friends and Garden of Bam Bam.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one.
In the Garden of Bam Bam.
We like Among Us better.
And Lanky Box.
I've never seen the Lanky Box.
I like Lanky Box.
And we're a big Minecraft household currently, right?
Yeah, block.
Big Minecraft family. Yeah. All right. Killian has, or sorry, this is from Gus. Has Killian ever heard of SCPs? And if so, does he have a favorite? Remember we tried listening to that podcast?
Oh, yeah. SCP is actually, I've learned a lot about SCP.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a team of people, and they like catch monsters and they take them to this laboratory.
Yeah, that's right. Do you know enough about them to have a favorite, or are you still researching?
I'm still researching. I thought so.
Excellent answer. If you don't have enough information on it, it's perfectly fine to say. I'm still learning.
I'm still learning.
Yeah.
That's all I know right now.
All right. Nathan wants to know. And by Nathan, I mean Nathan who's just a few feet away from us.
Wait, what?
Where did the love of cryptid start for each of you? So we've already discussed how it started for Killian. I don't remember how it started for me. I guess it probably just started with, like, Bigfoot because, like, that was the one everybody knew about. You know what I'm saying? Or Nessie.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I just kind of always remember knowing. My dad was always into, like, weird stuff. Like, very into horror movies. Everything, all my weird stuff about, like, horror movies, true crime, cryptids, that all came from my dad. So, like,
oh,
yeah, I did. It all came from Papa.
Oh, yep. Cool.
Well, when I was a young lad.
Because you didn't grow up in a spooky household.
Growing up in the foothills of Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
You literally had snow blizzards coming at you. And so how is that? And so you used to live in Alaska.
He lived in Alaska just for, like, the first couple years of his life.
Yeah, baby. No, I've always... Scary stories, while I didn't grow up in a particularly spooky household,
no.
Scary stories were always kind of like shared and like...
Well, because here in Tennessee, you've got the Appalachian Mountains and that's a big old thing.
Yeah, no, we've got plenty of spooky stuff, but I always
Appalachian Mountains.
Where Gatlinburg is.
Oh.
I always had a really like big curiosity about weird stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I wound up watching some like weird History Channel things like when I was like six, back when like History Channel was more than just Pawn Stars, and people had cable.
I was gonna say,
Daddy.
But yeah,
no one really has cable anymore.
Nobody really does.
Everybody uses like Netflix and Hulu and things like that.
But no, like I definitely remember like begging my librarian in elementary school to let me go find like read the Bigfoot books, the alien books, I remember the whole like section of the library was where it was, and she would let me check out two books at a time because I would read them and return them. And I was very nice to my librarians, and you should all be very nice to your librarians because
even if they're mean.
Yeah.
They control the books though. You gotta be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the keepers of knowledge.
All right. Mm-hmm. Last question.
From Daddy.
Hey, can't remember what it said.
Who is your favorite writer, Killian?
If I would have to choose,
mm-hmm.
I would say Roald Dahl.
That's an excellent choice.
We're very into Roald Dahl.
Yeah.
We're very into Matilda specifically.
Yes.
Yes, we're very into that. Mommy likes way too many books to pick a favorite writer.
Isn't that... Wait, I already know your favorite.
Who's my favorite?
That lady who writes the Feyre books.
Sarah J. Maas?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're both coming for you this episode.
I know.
Yeah. If I had to pick a favorite author... Writer?
You just wrote writer. You didn't say author.
Oh, writer? I don't know enough about horses to pick a favorite writer. I don't have one, but I do love reading. So it's a schmeckling of writers. But
I also like Dov Pilkey.
Dov Pilkey.
Dov Pilkey's the goat.
Yep. Yeah. We do love Dov Pilkey.
Cute.
All right. Well, that is the end of our questions. Those were some absolutely amazing questions.
They were?
Yes, they were. Thank you guys for another year of listening. This is our second year, right?
Yeah.
Thank you for another year of listening. We still have a long list of suggestions that are going to be covered by you guys. So be patient. I think
they fill up the entire year.
Yeah. So be patient.
Keep them coming.
Yes, but also keep them coming because the more you suggest, the longer we can keep doing this show. Yeah. Do you want to say at end of the year, thank you to your listeners?
Thank you. We will see you in 2024.
We will.
But I'm still writing notes to you all.
That is true. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you to the grown-ups who are always so kind and send in questions and suggestions and let their kids take over their podcasting app so they can listen and mess up their
Spotify
Wrapped. Thank you guys so much. Thank you to our listeners. And... remember,
the cryptids are watching. So, thank you. We will see you all at 2024.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.